This is the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday on the Michigan Talk Network, and we have fired up our ring, and we're going to be cooking a little bit later when I get home. I've got a big family get-together, the last one of the season coming up, and we're going to be cooking up a storm, and we're going to be breaking down some of those recipes that I'm putting together a little bit later in the show. But right now, Barbecue Bob, you got one of your friends on the grilling line. Set this up for us.
Okay. This is, her name's Alicia, and she's out in, every time she calls me, I wonder who's calling me from California, and she's down by San Diego, but let's bring her on. It's this young lady, Valgavio. Alicia Vegavio, I think she says it, but welcome to the show, Alicia.
Thank you.
How do you say your last name?
Delgadillo.
Okay. I wasn't even close. Okay, well, anyway, so you're helping to run an organization called Beer for the Fallen. So tell our listeners now, you're on 12 stations in Michigan right now. What's the city in California you're calling from?
I'm calling from San Diego County, California.
Yeah, okay. So you're real close to the border. Beer for the Fallen. Tell us about that.
You know, it's pretty simple. We are on Facebook, just Beer for the Fallen. All that we do is publish each day a summary of the life and service of a service member who has been killed in the global war on terror. We do this, however, only on their birthdays. A lot of people do remembrances on their killed in action dates, which is also great. They should be remembered every day. But we really like to do it on their birthday because it's more of a celebration of their life rather than a mourning of their death. And besides publishing of their birthday, what our fans do is they can print out the summary that we post, or they can just write down the info themselves. They'll take it to a bar, restaurant, wherever they go, and they actually reserve a seat for this person. They'll leave that paper with the information about the service member there with a drink, and they just leave it there, just walk away. They'll take a picture and send it to us, and then we also post. And hopefully no one touches that drink or anything. We hope that they stay there for a while. But that's pretty much it. You know, we don't do anything. The fans are the ones that follow us, that keep up with us, that participate every day. And they're the ones that are behind this movement. All we do is give them the information in an easy way.
Okay, if you just tuned in, this is the Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network, and we are talking with Alicia from Beer for the Fallen. Now, this is a worldwide movement, and it really, you and maybe one other individual are going to end up running it because you're filing a 501(c), right?
That is correct. We're still waiting to, you know, hear back. But hopefully we will have that up and running soon because, you know, we've been working on this for, you know, all year now, and we're ready to move on to the next step.
So if you want to get involved with this thing, you don't have to sign up. You don't have to pay membership. You don't have to do anything. You download a picture from their Facebook page, and it's Beer for the Fallen. Like that page, by the way, Beer for the Fallen. And then print off a picture of, like, I don't know who today's soldier is. I haven't been on today, but you print a picture of that guy off, put it in a frame, and go down to where your local haunt is, your favorite place, put a place at the bar, and buy the guy a beer. And you know, I think ultimately when you get your 501(c) set up, you'll be able to do a mechanism there by which bars and restaurants can sign up to participate in this. And instead of everybody buying a bunch of beers and stacking them up there, we can actually buy them a beer, have one there, and then let the proceeds from the rest of it go to a fund that helps the families and the other fallen soldiers and people out there that really need help from this, because it's just so easy to buy somebody a beer.
And it's
absolutely.
And it's a great thing to do. Alicia, this is a, I think this idea is going to catch on fire because it's just what you would have done had that soldier been there sitting on that stool beside you, right? And that's why I think this touches the hearts of the grilling guys in my mind because we can't do that anymore. Everybody's got a buddy. It sucks that we do, but everybody's got a buddy that has fallen in service to our country. And what I'd like to do more than anything is, one, to thank them, and two, buy them a beer, but if I can't, do something for their family that's left behind. And that's why this thing is so cool, and we wanted to help you publicize this, because if we can get this thing set up with your 501c3, then there's a way to channel these funds into a central pot, and you can do a greater good than if you were trying to do it all in our own little city here. So, you know, please keep this thing genuine. Please keep it so there's not a huge overhead by a bunch of people that are running the organization. It costs to put things together like this, but if you keep this thing pure, this could catch on like wildfire across the country because it just speaks to the heart of what's going on out there right now and how that we can all just our little $2, $3 thank you when you bought that veteran that you're honoring who's not sitting beside you on the stool anymore. Great work. Really appreciate what you're doing.
Thank you so much. Absolutely. It is so important. You know, what you said about keeping it pure, everything, I mean, absolutely. It's just so important to remember them. There's over 6,000 service members that have been killed in action in this war alone. That means every single day it is 2, 3, 4 birthdays. It's more than one. Every single day we've got to remember them.
Yeah. I wish we would have done something like this when the Vietnam War was going on. I still run into those old Vietnam vets, and I ran into one last night. And, you know, I just think of the hell those people go through, and they come home to, or don't come home. Either way,
right.
There's a lot of tragedy there. Alicia, thanks so much. Appreciate you getting up early, and you're living in one of the most beautiful places in the world, and it's a good place for you because you're an angel in my book.
Thank you so much, guys. I really appreciate it.
Okay, thanks so much. It's Alicia from The Fallen, Beer for the Fallen. Check them out on Facebook. Like it. Keep this on your desktop, okay? Because we're going to help this movement, and we're going to turn this into something that actually generates goodness, other than just making you feel good for buying the guy a beer. We're gonna turn this into a force.
Yeah, and you know the other thing is that you're buying a guy a beer, but like I said, everybody has somebody in their family or a close friend that had gave their life in service of this country somewhere in your past. You know what? If you don't want to do this to an anonymous guy, and none of them are anonymous that have passed away in defense of our country, but do it if it's more meaningful, do it for somebody close to you and funnel it through this. It's $2 or $3. But if we get this thing going across the country, we can raise millions of dollars for these guys and their families, obviously their families that are left behind, and it's painless for all of us. So
I think the Michigan Brewers Guild could probably help this out a little bit.
Right.
Jop, I wanted to talk about a neat little treat here for while you're watching the bowl games also. And I can't remember where I came up with this recipe. My memory's telling me that this is one of Rob Russell's ideas, but I just honestly can't remember. But it's pretty cool. It calls for a loaf of round sourdough bread, 8 to 12 ounces of cheddar cheese, thinly sliced, 3 ounces of Oscar Mayer bacon bits, a half cup of butter, and a tablespoon of ranch dressing.
The dry mix.
Yeah. Yes. Yep.
So this is called a cheddar bacon ranch pull, and it's a pretty cool little recipe. And I have had this before when you've made it, but break it down for us the rest of the way. What you've got to do is you take this loaf, preferably a round loaf of the sourdough bread, like you can get on at any good bakery store or actually probably just a grocery store, the cheddar cheese, the bacon bits. Now, me, I'd cook off the bacon myself, 4 or 5 slices of bacon.
Exactly.
Chop it up. I don't like the dry bacon bit stuff, but you can do it either way. And use your bread knife going in both directions. Don't cut through the bottom of the crust. Place the slices of cheese in between the cuts. So you're going to kind of like slice this bread, but you're not going to slice it all the way down to the bottom. So it's going to kind of like fan open a little bit. And in between there, you're going to put your slices of cheese and sprinkle the bacon bits on the bread and making sure some of it gets between the cuts. Mix up the butter and the ranch dressing. Pour it over the bread. Heat it 350 for 15 minutes.
It's on the website.
Right.
Go and download
it. Fantastic
stuff. Got a message here from Dick Vermeil. He's going to join us in the second hour.
All right.
So anyway, if you're only listening to the first hour of the show, if you're on the network, apologize for that. So thanks for joining the Grilling Guys, and go make it a good day.
The Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.